Welcome to the Museum of Minor Incidents. Exhibit 31. Fear and Hope and Everybody Else We Know. You and three other people are going to create this experience together. Listen carefully. It is very important that you react when necessary. Move and behave as the track tells you. Sometimes you will have to say something. If you do, say it loudly so that the others can hear you. For the next couple of minutes, you will hear your very special individual track. The audio will guide you through the world around you. Most of the time, you will move around on your own. Follow the instructions closely. But have open eyes to your environment. Try not to disturb others or put yourself in danger. This exhibit is about the feelings of fear and hope. The track will tell you where to go. Whenever you have reached the position the track told you and don't know how to go on, just wait for further instructions. You play an important role in this game. You incorporate fear. One could say you are a kind of daemon. Just let the track guide you. There will also be the daemon of hope and two human beings. Now you will be introduced to one another. The person who is waving is a human being. It is a man. This is a woman. She is raising her hand. You like them both. You like humans. You have been close to them ever since. You are the daemon of fear. Wave to the others and make a face that scares them. You are the dark side. And this is the daemon of hope. As fear, you have been here and there. Sometimes you act, but mostly you just watch people doing things. You know that you are powerful. Fear can make people do great things. Knowing so much and being able to be anywhere turns out to make you feel a bit lonely. Nobody there to share all those experiences. Sometimes you wish you could be human. Maybe today you can switch with somebody. Now you will leave the others. Do you remember who is who? If you do, forget it. You know best that the shapes of life change. Do you see the Anpanman capsule vendor? It looks like a big animal. Go towards the Anpanman and stand face to face with it. He seems to be breeding all the different capsules, eggs, of possibilities that are waiting to be bought and brought home and taken care of. Turn left and start walking. Walk along the blue plastic floor, past the fire hose to your right, and past the two silver columns. You are heading towards a giant blue column, and next to it you can see a glass elevator. Take the elevator up to the rooftop. This is your destination. As the daemon of fear, you have always played an important role in human life. You decide how to behave in dangerous situations. Fight, flight, or freeze. You are a deep part of people, a kind of instinct. You make people feel danger and save themselves. You make them avoid dangerous situations. Oh yeah, sometimes you also exaggerate, but who doesn't? Step inside the elevator and go up to the rooftop level. Sometimes you are not really sure if being a daemon is fun. Nobody really likes you. Even cockroaches are more welcome in modern societies. And those aren't invited to many parties, I can tell you. But there is one good thing about your job. You will never be unemployed. People will always fear something. They are afraid of animals and chemicals, heights and confined places, intimacy or being alone. Some people even fear fear. They don't leave their houses anymore, just stay there with you. They are the closest you have to friends. Sometimes you ask yourself if they just stay in their rooms so that you'll have company. When you have reached the rooftop of the spaceship, step off and turn left. Have a look at the water surface. Try to look through it. As the daemon of fear, you make people feel like this, watching the world through water. You love making people lose connection to the world as if they were underwater. Sometimes they lose everything, every letter of their language. They lose the you and cannot listen to anybody anymore, neither talk, and in the end there is just I left. Not really enough to have a conversation, and so they end up desperate, maybe even destroying everything that's left. On the terrace, you see two benches close to the surface. Sit down on the first one. If a bench is occupied, stay very close to it. Here you will meet the man. You already saw him. The man is in a difficult situation. A mistake at his bank made all his money disappear. He does not know if he should dare ask a friend. Can you make him lose against fear? This is your chance to become a human being. play with the man. Play the game rock, paper, scissors. Play a round of rock, paper, scissors now. If you have lost the game, you are not successful. Not all humans react to fear. Some believe in other daemons like hope or religion or drugs. And then your voice is less powerful. If you have won, the man will waste the situation by being afraid. A spiral of fear and mistakes follows. He'll lose his job and his family. Fear has caught him. You have done your best, and you will be human in your next life. If you have won the game, then please exchange your audio device with the other player. If you have to exchange your devices, do it now. Have you changed your viewpoint? You are the daemon of fear. You know most of the life stories and situations. The only thing you want is to become a human being one day. It is way easier not to be everywhere. What do you see? Being the daemon of fear is not that bad. Every day, interesting things happen because of fear. Fear is a big motivator for people, and also very playful. If you think about those chicken games people play in their cars, some of them killing themselves for the thrill of fear. You like that. Go back to the staircase. Just turn left and slowly walk back to the staircase. Now go down again. Take the staircase. Slowly walk down 5 complete levels. Leave the stairs at the level of the bus station. When you reach the level of the bus station, leave the staircase and turn right. Don't enter the bus station, but turn sharply to the right and walk around the corner. Take the escalator down to the blue floor. When you reach the blue floor, turn left. Move along between the giant blue column and the stairs and turn left again. Pass the information office. Enter the metro area on the right-hand side of the McDonald's. Go straight on towards the subway area. You can decide if you want to take the escalator or the stairs. At the next floor, turn right and go straight ahead all the way. Listen to the sound of the birds and watch the people. In the area with the subway entrances, go straight ahead. Don't enter the subway area, just pass the entrances. You pass the little artist's shop where you can buy frames and other stuff at the far right-hand corner. Move on into the corridor. In the next hall, pass the entrances again. Just go straight ahead. In front of you, you should see five columns in a colour that is hard to describe. They are beige and yellow and orange. And they aren't. Some people are like this. Turn right here and go around the marble corner. Descend the few steps. You are now entering the Central Park Underground area. Go down the corridor. How do the floor and the walls change? And the smell? In this underground world, there seems to be no space for a daemon like you. Everything is made. Conditions are controlled. Maybe these are just strategies to cope with you, fear. To calm themselves by buying stuff and spending time in standardized environments. But you are a creative mind. Raising new fears is easy. The fear of surveillance, for example. Do people feel free? It is a long, straight corridor. There are other corridors going left and right. But this is your path. Just carry on straight, as long as possible, to the very end. Keep walking in the middle of the corridor between the two black lines on the floor. Keep on walking straight, even when the black lines end. Being a daemon feels boring and lonesome. Normal people help themselves, for example by counting sheep until their minds are exhausted so that they can fall asleep. Or they go running until their bodies are exhausted. Or they argue with their partners until their hearts are exhausted. Or check again and again if they turned off the oven. What does the daemon of fear fear? At the end of this corridor, turn right. Have a close look at the floor. Look for a red triangle. You will see it at a crossing. When you arrive there, at the crossing, with the red triangle on the floor, stay in its vicinity. Don't stray too far away. This is the point where you will meet your partner, your right and left hand. The other daemon is already waiting for you near the red triangle on the floor. Have a look round. Can you see Hope? Maybe you do not recognize each other at first sight, but you belong together like two sides of a medal. Meet each other on the red triangle. Look behind the scenes. How many times did you save people? Are you really sure that you are the bad one in the game of the two? Are you rivals, or more a kind of odd couple? Funny idea, you and Hope in your old days, sitting on a balcony, slurping a Moscow mule and chatting about what's going on. Now you have the possibility to change roles. You belong together anyway. If you feel like switching roles, exchange your audio devices now. Now the two of you move on together, just for a short way. Have a look at the signs above you. Have a look at the triangle on the floor. It looks like a kind of arrow. You head in the direction which is opposite the tip of this arrow. This is the corridor that leads towards the subway station. Walk down this corridor. You can see the glass doors at the end of the corridor. Go towards them. When you have reached the glass doors, step out of the Central Park Underground and leave it behind you. A small courtyard opens up, like a small niche in between the worlds. Hope and fear. Both of you are two jaws that form the pliers. Together you give birth to decisions and influence people's paths. Now your paths will separate again, but just for a short time. Soon, you will meet the two human beings. They are in an important situation. Do you see the two different stairs going up, one to the left and one on the right-hand side? Please take the stairs on the left-hand side. Fear. Slowly walk up the stairs and leave this place between the worlds. At the end of the stairs, please turn right and stand at the railing. Go some steps towards your other, but don't meet in the center. Just turn to the railing and stand there. This is the place where it all comes together. New York, Paris, everything that's not Japan. Here and now, places and times are merging. A simple crossing of people's roads in life. Maybe you can already see the two human beings standing at the railing. If not, They will appear soon. They have just met each other in the middle of their lives. A minor incident, but maybe more relevant. They feel connected than they might ever have guessed. Will they step out of their everyday life and dare to start something new? Walk off with the other person. Both people have made their own unique experiences with hope and fear. Which direction can you trust when? Now each of them will choose either you or the other daemon to give them advice. If both choose the same one, they'll play rock, paper, scissors. The person who chooses you will beckon you. Now go to the person that chose you. Stand close to them. Some situations resolve in one moment. Now you are going to give advice to the person that chose you. Both have just one question to the other. Are you afraid? You know what you will whisper in the ear of your person, but wait a moment. Hope answers first. Wait until the person has repeated the answer. When the person has repeated the answer of the daemon of hope, it is your turn. You are the daemon of fear. Whisper your answer into the ear of the other person. Now I am. Incidents happen to us, but we make the choices, don't we? Thank you for playing Fear and Hope and Everybody Else We Know. Please have a look at your map to find other exciting exhibits in the Museum of Minor Incidents.